back, everybody, to Dueling Tangents. Luke and Brian, I told you I was about 75% to 80%, and good
you were,
for me.
You were so excited in the break to come back to this segment, and then we lost your attention.
The problem is that, so previously, but when last we left Brian.
And folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We're about to go down a tangent.
If you've forgotten by now, you're tuning in at this point. You should know. It's Dueling Tangents. Come on, it's Luke and Brian. We're talking about some stuff. But before I left, a lot of my attention was focused on not turning into an evil person because of the lack of food and the stomach issues previous to the problem here. But now I have all this CPU space left over now, and it can go everywhere. And it is going everywhere, and is learning how. And I have to relearn how to focus because I have a lot of brain space available, but a lot of times it just isn't all in one spot.
Right, so, you were using all that bandwidth to make sure that you're keeping it together before, and now you've got all that unused bandwidth where...
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yes, so I got... so. Part of what it is I got lost looking for a different tangent that I was going to go down, but then I found one that I have to share with all of you. So I just played a White Zombie song. I have come across one of the greatest things I've ever heard. And Luke, I know you have a problem with octogenarians and things like that. But
I don't have a problem with them.
Yeah, you've got a problem with octogenarians.
No, octogenarians are in office. That's all.
You
please retire.
All old people.
Please retire.
If you're going to retire and you're an octogenarian, I recommend you do it like this young lady. I want to play White Zombie's Dragula.
Zombie.
I think that's fantastic, and I will be doing that myself. In fact, I'll drag Darby out, and I'll make her listen to me.
What did I just listen to?
That is Dragula. That is Dragula.
And it was the lady retiring, or
no? That's a karaoke from this lady who is 80 years old plus, and she is rocking out to Rob Zombie's Dragula.
Gotcha.
And that is, it's just fantastic.
Fantastic. Gotcha. Okay.
I just want to share that with everybody. I thought it was joyous, and I think everybody should join.
Fair enough. And Fancy Brian's back, and we got extra bandwidth now. But folks, if you want to join the show at any
too point. Too much bandwidth.
Too much. There's too much space available in that big old brain of yours.
Yeah.
But if you want to join the show at any time, you can by giving us a call, sending us a text, 844-967-2789. But Brian, speaking of, Republicans that bemoan a lot, but then can't actually back up it their stances with substance. We're gonna go to your favorite congressman, your congressman, not
my
favorite.
Actual congressman.
Say,
not
your
my
actual
favorite.
Congressman.
My actual congressman. Hopefully for not for that long. His name is Ken Dahl. He is Brian Stile.
Close enough.
So Brian Stile found this out. Brian Stile was in a town hall-ish meeting of, I guess, seven or so people, and he was confronted by somebody who thought that the election was stolen, but his friend was somebody who didn't think the election was stolen, and they were trying to figure it out between them, and Brian Stile was like, oh, I gotta be gone now, I'll see you, bye,
gotta go wash my hair,
but the guy was confronted and had to so. The quote is, will you tell this gentleman who won the election? And I'm just going to read briefly here. This is from WKOW.com. This is their version of the story, so I want to get it all straight. Sheila John and Lee Schubert of Delavan pressed Stile to publicly denounce unproven claims that clerks in the state's biggest cities collaborated with outside groups to steal the election. Quote, I'm concerned, John said with a wavering voice. I have grandchildren and I need you as my representative to let the people know that the election was not rigged. The claims of collusion had a platform at the Capitol last Wednesday, blah, 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 Jefferson Davis, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. All that nonsense we covered here on Dueling Tangents.
Yeah, but it gets down to what does Brian Stile actually say?
Mm-hmm.
And these guys go back to, and he says in an adjacent room,
So not even in the main meeting room where this public forum is taking place.
These two guys come up to Style afterwards and will you tell this gentleman who won the election, by the way, can you do that? Schubert asked Style, who declined to respond, saying he needed to get to the other town hall meetings he had scheduled.
He just wanted to know who his audience was. He didn't know how to answer correctly for who he was talking to.
Yes. In an adjacent room, Style then took questions from media, and when pressed on the claims of widespread voter fraud, he said he had not seen proof of clerks working with outside funders to swing the election. Quote, I have challenges with many things that played out in the last election, including the investment funds by Zuckerberg into some of our cities. I have not seen evidence of a collusion on that event. Yeah. What a milquetoast, whiny little, I don't want to answer because I can't believe I'm forced to do this because I'm an idiot and my people are idiots. Actually, he's not an idiot. He's surrounded by idiots. That's really the problem.
Well, he's trying to placate to them because, like I said, he just doesn't know. He didn't know specifically in that instance what answer he should provide, because if he's talking to a rational individual, I think he would say, well, Biden won, but you know, but there's some improprieties that we need to solve.
What about possibly, you know, speaking from how you believe and how you feel?
Oh no.
So that.
No, like maybe like a political windsock. He just goes wherever the vibes he's picking up in the room tell him to go.
For those of you who want a fun time during the break here, we got 4 minutes. Look up on Urban Dictionary windsock. Anyway, Brian Style, I don't understand. Well, I do understand. I mean, again, if you have maybe something to anchor yourself in some sort of reality as a person
or beliefs
that or belief system that maybe you can answer on your own what you think and feel, but if you have to wait, well then you've owned yourself. Congratulations, throwing the stick in the front wheel again, Brian Style. Republicans, you got a problem on your hands.
Yeah. And this is Dueling Tangents, taking your calls 844-967-2789.